January 9th, 1974, Los Angeles morning walk.
You know everything, anyone.
Hi, your lecture this morning is brilliant, Shri Prabhupada, but your logic could defeat anybody. Theological rascals, though, they will not accept any authority except their own mind. That's such nonsense.
That is called one of them. This has faith, this thought. One of the mental speculators.
It's a disease, actually.
Therefore, mental speculators, they have been condemned. Manorathena asato dhavatu bhi. Because they carry on, or they are carried by the chariot of mind. Manorathena. Manorathena asata. Manorath, when you drive on the chariot of mind, you cannot get any fixed idea. Because mind is flickering. Sankalpa vikalpa. Mind business is accept this and again is it. All these speculators have been. Somebody is putting forward some theory and after some years he'll himself reject or somebody else will reject. So manorathena, by mental speculation, you remain on the material platform. You cannot get any spiritual idea. Anyone who is not in the spiritual platform. Spiritual platform means to be a devotee of the Lord. The Mayavadis, because they are not devotees of the Lord, they are not on the spiritual platform. They are on the material platform. They are speculating spirit, something, negation of matter. That's all. That is mental speculation. It is that the good means negation of that. They're thinking like that. They do not know in this material world, bad and good are both the same thing. Because it is matter. That they do not. They think this is bad, this is good. But they do not know materially conceive anything, good or bad, they are the same thing. That they do not. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali sama ei bhala ei manda sab monadhar. Daitya means this external energy of Krishna. They are everything is infected.
How is bad and good the same thing, Srila Prabhupada? How is bad and good the same thing?
Just like we are walking on this street, sometimes we say, this is very good. And sometimes it is very bad. But this street is the same. So how it is good and bad? This is simply mental speculation.
Sense perception.
Mental speculation. When it is dry, the dryness also sometimes is it is very dry. Bad. And you can say dry, you can say, oh yeah, today is very good. It's simple mental service.
Like wet stool and dry stool. Huh? It's still stool.
Yes. yes, that is the example. The dry part of the stool, this part is very nice. You forget that the appearance is a stool. So what is it, dry or moist? Just like they are making scientific advancements. But the death is there. So what is the use of your advancement and no advancement? One who has not advanced in science, he will also die. and he loves that. Then what is the good? You cannot protect yourself from that. Then what is the meaning of this good? This is good. This is advancement, and this is not advancement.
But the distinction,
huh? The distinction good and the bad.
That is your distinction. You have made such distinction.
I think that depends on the consciousness of the individual.
Relativity, law of relativity. What is food for one is death for us. The same thing. So how you can say the food is good or bad? Is it not? One man's food and another's poison. So how you can distinguish this is food or poison? One man will say, no, it is food. Another man will say, it is poison. So how you distinguish? So this good and bad is simply mental speculation. Because it is in material platform, there is nothing good. Everything is bad. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya? In the name of dharma, so many rascaldom is going on. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya. It is not dharma. And Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita paitava. So this cheating type of religious system is rejected from Srimad Bhagavatam. All so-called religions are simply cheating. Cheating. Dharma prajjita paitava. Paitava means cheating. Everything is cheating. They say we are advanced. What you are advanced? The problem, birth, death is there. So what is the meaning of your advice? Dharma prajjita paitava artha parama nirmartha.
This is the only means that they get off that mano rakena.
Mano rakena, yes. Anurasana means, if you remain on that platform, then you have to reject again. That they are doing, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they are putting forward some theories, and after some time, they reject it. So if you remain on the mental platform, then this business of accepting and rejecting is what? He will never come to a conclusion. Therefore, one has to rise to the spiritual platform. That is nitya sasatayam nahannate hannamahari. That is vichara everlasting.
Harati.
They speculate on the material nature.
Yes.
And it can never be spiritual.
No.
It's always material.
No. Number of zeros never make one. It is zero. You add thousands of zeros, one after another. The value will be zero, not one.
But there's a theory, Srila Prabhupada. Not sure, it's a fact that if some number is raised to the power of zero, that becomes one. In mathematics.
That's all right, but I am speaking that you combine millions of zeros, that will never become one. That I am speaking. Zero is zero. Zero plus zero equal to zero. Zero minus zero equal to zero. Zero multiplied zero, zero. Did you divide by zero? Very good. And by the side of zero, if you bring one, take up Brahma, immediately become ten.
Jira had another Jira. He immediately hundred, 10 times increase. That one must be there. One God. Then Jira increases value. Similarly, this material world is Jira. But if there is Krishna consciousness, then it is value. Then it is value.
That chariot of the mind, that is never valuable.
No, it is not that.
The whole Western...
Manorathena asato dhavatu. By mental speculation, he will remain on this asata, in this temporary field. Asat means it will not exist. Anything in this material world, you take, that will not exist anywhere. Mankind says, this skyscraper building is for scattered. But everyone knows that it will not exist. Someday it will fall down. Everyone knows. It will never exist. That is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you think that by combination of matter, life has come. So life was not there before the combination. And this combination will dismantle, so that life, there will be no more life. So why this period you are lamenting? There is life. Because according to this theory, the combination of matter makes life. So before combination there is no life. And the combination dismantled, there is no life. So beginning and end, no life. Why you are lamenting in the middle? Very good this. Therefore, Balaram says, Maya Sukhaya Varamud Bhaktu Vimura. Maya Sukhaya. This illusory happiness. Maya Sukhaya. And for that reason, they are making huge, gorgeous arrangement and working day and night, which will be zero. It has begun from zero, and it will end into zero. In the middle, they are busy. You see? Therefore, Vimuran.
In your book, you say that the world is like a dream.
Yes, it is dream.
How is it a dream?
Dream, that's like in the last night you had some dream. Yeah. But it has no value. It's gone. And again, this night when you sleep, you forget all these things in dream. You don't remember dreaming night when you're dreaming. That I have got my house, I have got my wife, you all forget. So it is deep.
Is it true or is it not true?
No, why is it true? You forget at night. You remember when you sleep that you have got your wife and you are sleeping on bed. You have gone some 3,000 miles away and seen something else. Do you remember that you have got a place to reside? So this is deep at night. And night dream, what you saw at night, that is now dream. So both of them dream. You are simply visitor. Yes, sir. You are seeing this dream at that dream. But you are fat. But what you are seeing, that is dream.
But I have the impression that this is true and my dream is not true. What is it?
No, everything is untrue. How it is true? This is true. Why you forget at night? Why you forget? It is true. Do you remember at night?
No, I don't remember.
Then, how it is true? As you don't remember the dreams which you saw last night, therefore you say dream. Similarly, this thing, because you forget that time, this is also dream.
But
this is day dream, that is night dream. That's all.
And the night dream, then you perceive that as being real.
Huh?
When you dream at night, then you think that is real.
Yes, that is it. It's right. It is green. But you are tiger. Where is tiger? Tiger, tiger. Where is tiger? But you are seeing it is black, tiger. I am being killed by a tiger. But where is tiger? You are embracing some beautiful God. Where is that beautiful God? But actually it is happening.
It is happening.
It is happening because there is discharge of servitude. Night pollution. But where is that God? Is it not true? Similar disease also. You are having the effect of truthfulness, but it is thee. Maya, therefore it's called Maya Sukhaya. The same thing. At night you are dreaming, you are embracing nice, beautiful God. And there is no such thing. Similarly, in the daytime also, whatever advancement you mean, this is also like this. Maya Sukhaya. We are happy, we are dreaming. This process is making me happy, this process is making me happy. But the whole process is dreaming. You are taking this daydream as reality because the duration is long. At night when you dream, the duration is far, half an hour. And this is for 12 hours or more than that. That is the difference. It is a 12 hours dream and that is half an hour dream. But actually both of them are dream. And because it is 12 hours dream, you are taking it as accepting as real. That is called illusion. Yes. We are making distinction between animal and ourselves. But we forget it. We forget it. The animal also will die. And I will also die. So where is my advantage? Will you remain? Will also die. So where is your advancement upon animal? But that is stated in Shastra. So, ahara nidra bhayam antananta samanna metat pasujivanana. Business, eating, sleeping, sex life, and defending. So this is also animal's business. And you are also doing the same. How you are distinct from animal? You will die, the animal will die. But if you say, I will die after 100 years, and this ant will die after 1 hour, that does not mean that you are in reality. It is a question of time, because this huge universe, it will all be destroyed. As a body will be destroyed, this will be destroyed, annihilation, dissolution, nature's way, everything will be dissolved. So therefore, it is dream. It is a long duration dream. That's all. Nothing else. But the advantage is that even in this dream, you can realize the reality. So, that is. So if you don't take advantage of this dream, then you are missing.
I must asleep.
Huh?
So I must asleep.
Yeah. This is it. Therefore, yeah, Vedas say, Uttishtata, Tada, 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 Jagrata, become handsome, Prasvara, Nibodhata, now you have got the opportunity, utilize it. This is basic. Uttishtata, Jagrata, Prasvaranibodhata. This is Delhi. Tamasima, Jyotit Dhamma. These are Vedic Indians. So we are facing the same thing. That reality is here, Krishna. Don't remain in this darkness. Come to this consciousness. That is our question. Tamasi ma, jyoti sama. The sunshine, bright day, and this gloomy day. So, when you are in darkness, we must have to admit there is light. Because darkness means absence of light. So, as we are in the darkness of this material existence, there must be something light of light. And that is crucial. That is reality. Brahmasmi. Oh, I don't belong to this dark, darkness atmosphere. I belong to the light atmosphere. That is self-realization. Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā na sevasati na kāntati samastarveshu-bhūtesu madhavasīlavati-kara. That is Brahma Bhuta state. It's like this is a chakra. I am walking on this wheel, but I am thinking I am advancing. What is this advancing? It's like they are advancing in science. They must remain here. They are trying for so many years to go to the moon planet. No result. Okay, same thing. Now we are going to the moon planet. What's coming here? Yes, sir. So, and that's like the dog. Dog sometimes walking. The master says, come on, let me do it. He thinks, now I've got freedom. Let me jump over. Is it? So you are thinking, we are in the Maya classes, come on, yeah. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani. He's under the reins of Prakriti. Come on, go.
Simultaneously in the dream and not in the dream. So
when that is reality. When you are chanting Hare, that is reality.
But I also see all this.
That is another thing. On the path of reality. It's not
on the path.
It is a process. When the process is complete, then come to me. But that is the process. Chaita Dattvana Mahatma. You cannot distinguish now reality and non-reality because the heart is unclean. So we have to clean and then it comes.
What that matters is, Prabhupada, when one comes to that state, so there's no difference between animate and inanimate. Is that true?
As that.
Yes.
As to the original.
Yes. The stone, even a stone has soul.
just like this tree, to cut. It does not protest. Consciousness is not developed. That is it. And it is not life. You scientists, you do not believe the stone has also life?
No, this is just matter.
Huh?
They said there's no life.
No, there is life.
Every stone has life?
Yes. No, dead stone has life. But there are many mountains that are increasing. You know, at Banaras there is a stone, Kilavandeshwar.
I don't know.
Yes, that increases. If you go see today and go out 10 years after, you will see, you take the measurement, it has increased.
But they also said that because of deposition of the dust particles, the size will increase. Even a small...
No. It is clean. There is not. It is being washed. Its name is Silivarnation. So there is no uncleanness. It's still the body increases. There is still Silivarnation. There is temple after Silivarnation. People go to see.
But the consciousness is covered.
Covered, yes. Dullness means consciousness is covered. You put a child in open air, he will not feel much cold. He will see practically.
Yes.
He will not feel. Because consciousness is not developed. Animal, they will not feel cold. But we feel.
But Prabhupada, there are still such things as dead matter?
Not dead matter.
Suppose something, but something like this shoe that I'm wearing.
It is not dead matter. But when you go to higher understanding, it is a composition of atoms. So we learn from Vedic Shastra that within the atom there is life. Annantarastham paramanuchinantarastham govindamadipuritam tamangulam. Within the atom there is life. Then what to speak of? Anything else?
Jivatma?
Govinda is there. Krishna. When Krishna is there, then Krishna is there with everything. Krishna cannot be alone.
Science, you know. This is the real science.
Vidyana samannitam. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vidyana samannitam. Is it not? Jnanam me, my knowledge is very confidential and it is full of science. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vidyana samannitam. I mean, in Bhagavad Gita, there is a knowing this knowledge, yajyasya na anyas guya anyas gyatabham avasishyate. In the Veda, it is said, yasmin vikyate sarvamidam vikyatam bhavanti. So, this is good. Try to understand Krishna and everything will know. Pavittam paramamidam. Bhagavad Gita. Rajivita. The knowledge. The king of lies.
There, without your mercy, there is no way out of the dream of material life.
Just pardon my sin. Yes.
Water is tasteless. But Krishna says, I am the taste in water. Science says water is tasteless. No taste in water.
Science says?
Yes.
But as you taste it, that tastes like water.
It is so tasteless, why is it quenchless? They say the taste of water depends on the amount of chemicals contained in the water.
That's all right. So that is Krishna. That is Krishna. The tastefulness of water is Krishna, not the water.
People have such a clouded idea of what is God, Srila Prabhupada. When you explain it, it's very real.
Prabhupada, the other day you mentioned that in the eating activity, during sex activity, there's increase of breathing.
Yes.
Now, when we do the kirtan, there's much increase of breathing. So what is the difference?
The difference is that when your child is less conscious than yourself.
There's nothing wrong.
He's also living in the city. Why he's foolish and why you are into this? What is the answer?
Because the consciousness is more divine.
Yes, develop. When you develop your consciousness, then you understand Krishna.
So I must be more fortunate than the other living entity in my body. The other living entity.
Yes, that's what we call the human life is so valuable. They're not cats and dogs. They have got the opportunity to understand God, Krishna.
Everybody, you're ready to go. Hare Ram, 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 Ram,